AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1, 9:30 on your Wednesday morning, an opportunity for us to focus a little bit on Green Country Village, just right around the corner from Walmart. Make the turn there at Taco Bell, come on around the curve. If you get to Elder Care, you went too far. And good morning, Casey. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning. And I wish you happy retirement. You will be sorely missed from the community, but also from me, because you make these 15-minute interviews so easy for me, and I have appreciated you guiding me through this time.
Well, thank you very much. It's something I try to work at, because it shouldn't be hard. You're the expert on the topic. I just try to help you talk about what you already know.
Well, you make me sound smarter than I am sometimes, and I appreciate it. Yes, if you turn by Taco Bell and see a whole bunch of geese and goslings, You have hit Green Country Village. We have all kinds of little critters. We've got nesting geese and newborn geese, and it's been fun to see spring springing up at Green Country.
You know, I think that's one of the things that would make it really appetizing, and I don't mean meal-wise,
well,
but appetizing to live at Green Country, because if you have the lake view, you really have a great view.
And the beautiful thing is all four seasons, you know, just changes daily. We have 26 acres. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a lake view, we do have a paved path all the way around the lake, so you can enjoy all the seasons. And right now it's just green and vibrant. And with all this rain that we've gotten, I think our lake is probably kind of full right now. So
if you like rain, just wait, we're going to get some more.
That's right. And I'm thankful today that this isn't a TV show and it's a radio show, because my hair can't quite decide what to do with this weather, if it needs to be frizzy or straight or whatever. So
it is I think it just looks casual. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
There you go. I appreciate that.
But fortunately, like you said, that's the nice thing about radio, no cameras.
That's right.
Unless we deliberately turn on the Facebook Live or something like that.
Yes, yeah,
You know, it is Green Country Village. And like you said, all the residents have got that paved sidewalk around, so they can be at a great pastoral scene anytime they want to.
There's so many. We have, gosh, how many outside decks? I'm thinking, you know, six or seven. There are patio homes, or I should say apartments with patios and balconies all over the place. And so it really is nice, rocking chairs all over the community. So during this weather, it's just really a great time to be outside. And Jim Burchett, who is our yard guy, he just keeps everything so beautifully trimmed, and nobody else has to. That's what the residents enjoy too. They get to watch somebody else mow and watch somebody else work in the garden, but he works really hard to make our community look beautiful.
He does, and that's the nice thing about it. You have a what could be just a primitive area with the lake and let it overgrow, and to some people that would be great, because it's exactly as nature intended it. But for the rest of us, whether we're driving by or trying to walk the path, it looks as neatly trimmed as he's got it.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and there are some areas that don't, you know, impede the walking area, that are kind of that wilder group that kind of it kind of camouflages some of our fast food places that are right by us.
But
so it's really nice, the manicured lawn and then kind of the wild area that's away from us. So really proud of our community and how pretty it looks year round.
Yep. And then that's just on the outside. You walk indoors, and certain seasons, I think, you know, particularly Thanksgiving and Christmas, but I'm sure Easter and, I don't know, St. Patrick's Day or 4th of July, there's somebody that has put their own flair on their entryway in a hallway someplace that just says, you know, come visit. We're celebrating the season.
Right. Hillary Smith and Kelly Clements do interior decorations for each season in our common areas. And then the residents, I just love walking around seeing what's on their front door, what's in their window, because it's their home and they celebrate along with us. And so it's always charming to see what neat wreaths or welcome signs or things like that they have around their apartments. And it's always makes me smile. Yeah.
The residents are still the best decoration of Green Country Village, though.
That's absolutely the truth. And we just have some really great, we've been really busy this spring and winter, and we have a lot of new residents in all of our communities, independent living, assisted living, and memory care. And so it's been really wonderful to visit with these people and learn more about them and introduce them to new people, and they get to be reacquainted with friends that they've known for years. So
that's a great plus for Green Country, because you've got a diverse population.
Yes.
Some people have made sometimes a long move, sometimes just a move from 10 miles away or whatever, but it's been a move, and that relocation experience, first of all, it's a common characteristic. Everybody had to do some downsizing. Everybody had to choose, do I bring this or that?
Mm-hmm.
But they express their personality in their home so many different ways.
You know, that is one thing. We have a staycation apartment that's simply beautiful, and our model, of course, is gorgeous. But it's intended to be, have every single thing all matchy-matchy, all, you know, it was all purchased together because we want to show that. But we have several residents that love showing their home.
Mm-hmm.
I love to do that when I know ahead of time someone's coming. I'll invite one of our resident ambassadors to open their home, mm-hmm. to say, this is kind of what my living room looked like at home, at my other house, and I got to make it my own, and people will go, oh, this is really feels good. This is what my home would look like if I brought my belongings.
Yeah, the pictures on the wall, the Hummel statues, the whatever, the quilt wall hanging, however they decorated their home.
They're treasures that they brought from their home. And so that makes it a plus for me. I always appreciate our residents opening their homes to prospective residents, because it really does give them a good idea of what a home could look like.
And like you said, the way that I can make it mine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about at Green Country,
right.
Regardless of, again, independent living other choices that are there. And I'm sure memory care, I haven't seen those apartments, but I have no doubt that they are reflections of those personalities.
Absolutely.
As well.
You know, the families and the residents really do like to make all of those areas their own. And in memory care, one thing that's really special is we have little memory boxes. They're kind of big display cases, mm-hmm. outside their apartments.
Okay.
And I think it's a twofold display case. I love to look at the pictures or little treasures that they have in there, and it lets me get to know a little bit about that resident,
mm-hmm.
and it also helps the resident find their home.
Exactly.
And so when you have memory issues, and maybe the change from where you lived before to Lakeview, that little kind of guidance is helpful.
Well, I think that memory box, exactly the way you described it, it describes each personality,
mm-hmm.
but it's easier to, I would think, for anybody to recognize that's my place, as opposed to apartment number 7.
Right, correct. Yeah, so, and they're always charming and really fun to look at. So.
Yeah. And they can change it around.
Yep, they sure, and they do, and it's really fun.
Yeah,
so. I'm just kind of excited about May. We are going to be at the farmer's market, the first farmer's market, and I'm knocking on wood right now. I don't think it's supposed to rain.
This Saturday? Weather will change, so I'm reading the forecast
Oklahoma.
As it exists right now.
Okay.
Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 76.
Ooh, beautiful.
So,
perfect
yeah,
day.
We're going to get a one-day break from the rain. We have a 50% chance for rain on Friday. Sunshine on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, and then maybe a chance for some rain later on.
From your lips to God's ears. I just hope that I am there. If not, you will see me under one of my Green Country Village Live Connect Grow umbrellas.
Those are nice.
Yes. So you can find me there. But if you want to just come by, stop by and visit. We like to support the community, and mm-hmm. that is one of the things that we do like to do is help sponsor the farmers market. And they are graciously letting us have a booth, and so we're going to go meet some people in the community. So stop by and say hi.
You are a community within our community,
mm-hmm.
that kind of models, I think, what life is like in the larger Bartlesville community, because you've got all kinds of different people expressing who they are in different ways.
Right. And I just want to meet other people that may have some questions, even if you're not even thinking about Green Country. I would love to answer any questions some things that I'm hearing from my age group, because I'm the sandwich generation, they'll call and they'll ask about assisted living, but what they really mean for their parents mm-hmm. or their aunt or whoever.
Yeah.
And but they really mean independent living, because they'll say assisted living, my mom just needs help with some cooking and cleaning, and really she's not driving as much as she used to. And I'll say, does she have any medical needs?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, she handles her medicine. She's doing yeah. great.
So we're not using that Medicare definition of
correct.
Activities of daily living. You're just looking for somebody that maybe some elder care could come up and give them a hand a couple hours a week.
Absolutely. And so if you have questions about those terminologies, assisted living, what does that mean? What is skilled nursing? What is memory care? Stop by the farmer's market booth, and I'm happy to try to answer some questions for you.
So I think those are easy, just basic definitions of uh-huh. what are we talking about?
What are we talking about? And it's huge. It's huge learning curve when you are forced into some other, assisted living or memory care. So
yeah. Now, if Dad really needs help with his meds, then mm-hmm. then we'll talk about dads and meds.
Right. You know. Yeah. We can see what best works out for that resident. So, and then later that evening, I'm going to be at Dewey Fairgrounds at Denim and Diamonds for Journey Home.
I hope they have a great turnout for that.
Well, it sounds really fun and different than it's been in the past. Mm-hmm. I only went one last year, but it was a blast last year. But this one sounds so different with carnival games and, music, and it's at the Dewey Fairgrounds, so right. the environment will be different. So I'm really looking forward to that. We'll have a table there, and Green Country board members and friends of Green Country, and I'll be there. So we're looking forward to that.
Opportunity for you to invite people over for a staycation.
Right. Oh, yes. And that has been very successful.
I understand you're using the actual staycation apartment that you and I talked about a few weeks ago. You rented that one, so you're using something else.
Third time.
Okay.
third time. So, which is funny because they stay in it and they go, ooh, I love this one. Can I rent this one? And we're like, sure, we'll move it somewhere else. So we are getting ready to move that one for the third time. And then our guest suite, because we have two guest suites for families that visit their family mm-hmm. members out of town for $50 a night with breakfast. Come on.
Yeah.
But someone really liked that one. And so we said, sure, you can have it. So we want you to have the apartment that you want. And if you walk into one that's a model or vacant and you say, this is the one I want, we'll say, we will make it work for you.
So, that's right.
So that's what I love about our team, too, because it puts everybody into gear as far as, our refurbishment team, our maintenance team. We have to, our decorating people have to kind of get that going, but we're delighted.
Well, and you're always so flexible for your residents mm-hmm. as far as whatever request they have, if it's any at all possible for you to meet.
Absolutely.
It you're probably going to mm-hmm. work real hard to make that happen.
Yep. One of the things where we are a nonprofit with a local board, and so my bosses are our residents
mm-hmm.
and so that is what that's who I work for, and yeah. that's who I love to work for.
I think that's important. We don't talk about that sometimes enough, that you are a local nonprofit. Other facilities that may do what you do are part of a national chain, mm-hmm. and the one in Omaha is just like the one in Dallas, mm-hmm. which is almost like the one in Chicago, which is maybe not quite the same different theme, but it operates the same as the one in San Diego and that sort of thing.
That I take great pride in that we're the only Green Country Village that, we're nonprofit, we are locally run, and we do have a management team that helps out that is national, but as far as the rest of us, we're all Green Country Village employees, and so that means Mr. So-and-so in apartment 212 and Mrs. So-and-so in apartment 35 are my bosses, and my friends,
yeah.
People that I enjoy working for and with.
And you have that resident council that kind yeah. of acts as a sounding board for whatever the residents want to do, and gives an opportunity for them sometimes to, sort some of the requests and say, this is a priority. We have a list A, B, C, D, and G, but A, B, and Q are really big.
Right. And they're a wonderful liaison to do just that, to kind of filter or bring things to us that they're hearing over and over again, mm-hmm. or great suggestions to improve, you know, because this is their home, and they have been a great leadership team for us.
Stop by. Of course, you want to see at the farmer's market and at the event at the Dewey Fairgrounds, but stop by, make an appointment a tour or that staycation sometime.
Absolutely, and our website is just www.greencountryvillage.com.
It's that easy. You can have a great time and learn how Green Country Village could fit into your plans or plans of other family members. So stop by and give them a call. See them at the farmer's market this Saturday.
Yes, I look forward to it.
Thank you very much. More on the way on 1400 K1 in just a bit.
One theft every 6.5 minutes. 156 thefts every day.